Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that Americans spent more money in February as incomes rose. Personal consumption, spending on everything from fuel oil to sneakers, rose a seasonally adjusted 0.3% last month from January. Personal income also rose by a seasonally adjusted 0.3% in February. The price index for personal consumption expenditures, the Federal Reserve's preferred gauge of inflation, was up seasonally adjusted 0.1% in February from January and up 0.9% from a year ago. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development today says that financial markets may be facing periods of considerable turmoil as central banks in developed economies prepare to revise and reverse the stimulus programs they put into place in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis. In its annual report on government borrowing, the Paris-based research body said the agencies responsible for selling government bonds will have to cooperate closely with central banks to ensure that the exit from those programs is as smooth as possible. The OECD said that as a result of its stimulus programs, the U.S. Federal Reserve held $2.15 trillion of Treasury bonds as of November of 2013. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,372. It's up 108 points. The NASDAQ is trading at 4184, up 33. The S&P 500 is 1861, and it is up almost 12.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest this weekend will be generally mixed across a big part of the region. We will expect to see some areas picking up on a little bit of precipitation while others are trying to dry down a bit. The storm system that moved across the region yesterday is still working its way eastward through the eastern portions of the region. We'll see a little bit of a mix of precipitation types taking place as we go through the day today across some of those eastern parts of the Midwest. But for the most part, it's going to be rain that will occur. It'll be brief and light. We'll look for the winds to switch around to the north, and we'll likely encounter some cooler air for a brief period of time. As we move a little bit deeper into the weekend, a new secondary disturbance will form later today across parts of Missouri and Arkansas, and it'll work its way east-northeastward from there through the Ohio River Basin into the state of Ohio in general. And we'll likely see some occasional rainfall occurring with this event. There's a slight chance we may see a little bit of wet snow occurring at the very end of the system on the back side of it, and we'll continue to monitor that. But I think most of the precipitation will occur as rain. This event will produce some additional moisture across many areas that are trying to get into the fields to do a little bit of early season field work, but most likely the rains that occur are going to be a little bit too great for getting much of that work accomplished for a little while. The moisture totals with this event will probably run a quarter to three quarters of an inch across that Ohio River Basin area and across the state of Ohio, and a few areas could get more than an inch of rainfall from that event alone, and that's outside of the precipitation event that will occur today. We'll expect to see everybody else in the Midwest staying relatively dry during this period of time, but another disturbance will likely work its way to the east across the plains and into the western Corn Belt as we move towards the first part of next week. A deepening low-pressure system over Nebraska on Sunday is expected to work its way eastward and northward. And as it does, we'll see a little mini blizzard starting to evolve across the eastern portions of South Dakota into Minnesota. And some of the snowfall with that event could be rather impressive. We'll watch that system rather closely. It still has time to change quite a bit, but there may be some substantial snow accumulations occurring in parts of Minnesota and eastern sections of South Dakota. That storm system will move to the east-northeast and without moving in across the heart of the Midwest. There may be a few showers to get trailed from the cool front that's associated with that low-pressure system as we move into Monday night and Tuesday, but the precipitation totals will be very light across the lower parts of the Midwest. Nevertheless, it's still precipitation that could interfere with some early-season farming activity. We'll continue to monitor that period. Another storm system, the one that we've been talking about forever, it seems like, on the 1st and 2nd of April, which is Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, will come into the hard red winter wheat country. It'll bring a little bit of light rainfall to many areas. It's not going to be a very impressive event, though. A lot of dry air will come in behind that system. It'll be very difficult to get any kind of meaningful increase in soil moisture to take place. But that storm system will become better organized as it moves across the heart of the Midwest, and that is expected to occur as we get into Wednesday and Thursday of next week. We could see, again, some significant rains occurring in the Ohio River Basin. Bottom line is we won't be able to get into some of these fields for quite a little while, and we may see some warming take place across portions of the lower Midwest that will raise soil temperatures, but with all the moisture that's going to come, it'll be virtually impossible to get out there and work the fields aggressively. As we move on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, perhaps we'll see some better drying conditions. We'll start off cool and then turn to warmer, and once again, when the warmer weather starts to evolve, we'll have another opportunity for precipitation. Most of the Midwest will likely see temperatures turn a little bit warmer this weekend. We're going to be in the 30s and 40s north and 40s and 50s in the south today. We'll see those temperatures rebound to the 40s and 50s north and probably 50s and 60s in the south, with some 70s in Kansas and Missouri as we get close to Sunday afternoon. And Monday will still be very warm across the southern two-thirds of the region, with a lot of 60s and 70s expected. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 772 up 5. July, 771 and 3 quarters up 5 and 3 quarters. Soft May wheat, 701 and a half, down 9. July, 705 and a quarter, down 9 and a quarter. May corn, 492 and a quarter, up a quarter. July, 496 and a half, up a quarter. December, 488 and three quarters, up three quarters. May soybeans, 1439 and a quarter, up 2 and three quarters. July, 1409 and a quarter, up 2 and a quarter. November, 1190 and a half, down 2 and a quarter. May soybean meal, 470.60 up 10 cents. May soybean oil, 40.60 up 17. April live cattle, 146.20 down 27 and a half. April feeders, 178.97 and a half down 52 and a half. April lean hogs, 126.37 and a half, and they are up 90. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
It's a muted affair at the marketplace today, but I guess that is to be expected with the planting intentions and quarterly grains stock reports due out on Monday.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. I think you're pre-positioning here, the trade's pre-positioning as far as the report goes. We've kind of been stuck in this range on corn and beans, really a wider range on beans, but we are seeing the wheat down here some, and there are some forecasts for some moisture out west, which I think should be a plus from a production standpoint. So it's good to see, I guess, the grains kind of holding in there, the soybeans and corn at this point.
Can you make a case for a bullish surprise on Monday's report, either one of them?
Let's look at corn first. It's hard for me to make a case for that, but I think it's all going to depend on the stocks, and the case for a bullish report would be on stocks. If we see a lower stocks number than what was expected, that would tell us that our pace of usage that we saw in that first quarter is continuing, and we probably don't have our demand high enough on the supply demand. On the soybeans, I think it's maybe the opposite. I think everybody's expecting these low numbers. The acres may be the more important number there in looking out the new crop. And it's just hard to see a number that doesn't add to carry out here, at least on the initial estimates.
Well, let's look at that a little bit deeper. Let's say USDA comes in with quarterly grain stocks for corn at 6.9 billion bushels. How friendly would that be?
Well, I mean, the range on the guesses are just so wide, mm-hmm. and you don't know who's where in that range for sure. I think that would be friendly. I think anything really that's not above the average guess is probably a friendly number. It would take us up. I think we'd test the $5 area. If we could get a close up in this 4.95 to 5 or above, then I think you could run it up to that 5.20, 5.23 area. I think that's going to be tough to get through even with that kind of a number, though.
About 30 seconds left. Should hedgers do anything ahead of the report?
Yeah, I think you should be protecting yourself. You don't know what the USDA is going to say. You should have some kind of a plan, a position on that allows you to cover your downside, but still, if it is a bullish report, to be able to take advantage of that.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn is 4.93 and a half, up 1 and a half, now 1 and 3 quarters. July, 4.97 and 3 quarters, up 1 and a half. December, 4.89 and a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. May soybeans, 14.41 and 3 quarters, up 5 and 3 quarters, now 5, now 4 at 4 and a half. Really fluctuating around on that May. And November, 11.90 and 3 quarters, down 2. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.